Rebecca Solnit and the musician Rosie Plain in the studio tomorrow night as Ian showcases more new writing, performance and global literature. The Verb, tomorrow night at 10 here on Radio 3. Late Junction in just a moment, but first a look ahead to music next week, when we'll have music written to encourage reconciliation.
Benjamin Britten's War Requiem on BBC Radio 3 for the anniversary of VE Day. An American soprano, an English tenor, and a German baritone join forces with the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra. A performance given in Munich and warmly received by a capacity audience. A concert of reconciliation and rejuvenation. Benjamin Britten's War Requiem, part of Britten 100 on BBC Radio 3, Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock.
This is Radio 3, broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock, time for Late Junction now with Fiona Talkington.
Ending. I feel you staring at talking nonsense. Night after night, my only friend, we love each other without a word. Night after night, my only friend, we love each other without a word.
Carl Biscuit was a cult figure in the mid-80s, emerging from the world of contemporary ballet and releasing albums on the Belgian Crammed label, which I've been featuring throughout this week. He then went back to dance and he went on to form a modern dance company called Castafiore, which I think is still going. Hello again, welcome. I'm Fiona Talkington. This is Late Junction. And I think I've got lots of interesting music to play you between now and 12:30, including Paolo Angeli on prepared Sardinian guitar, Pat Metheny playing John Zorn, there's John Cage, Nancy Elizabeth, Kjetil Bjørnstad and Chris Watson. And out in a few days' time is an album I've been playing you throughout the week as well, a live recording of the collaboration between Jager Jazzist and Britten Sinfonia, who performed together last year at the Barbican in London and at Rockefeller in Oslo. Well, a good time was had by everyone who was there. Lars Hundtveit and Erik Johannesson rearranged and recomposed existing Jager Jazzist music for them and the orchestra, a real labour of love. This is Bananflur Overalt.
Thank you. Os céus, negros homens,
The gorgeous voice of Virginia Rodriguez from 13 years ago now. That's from the album Nos and a track called The Story of Ifa. And she followed on from Yagi Yazistan Britain Sinfonia Live with Bananflua Overalt, and that album is released next week. I don't know if you remember, a few years back now, the brilliant bass player Renaud Garcia Fons came and played live on Late Junction. It was nice to find him on this trio album recently with the Turkish kamençe player Derya Turkan and the cellist Uğur Uşuk. This is a track from the trio called Nikriz Peşref. Thank you.
she's sleeping here, right by my side, and in her right hand, a silver dagger. She says that I can't be all bright. All men are fools, says my mother. They'll tell you wicked, laughing lies. And the very next evening, they'll court another. Leave you alone to pine and sigh.
Josiane Clark and Ben Walker and Silver Dagger. I played the duo yesterday too from their album The Seas Are Deep, and just a reminder that they're on tour, a very busy tour. Tomorrow they're at Saltburn by the Sea, and there are lots and lots of dates after that, which you'll find on their website. Just to look ahead a little bit more, 30th of June they're at the Lee Folk Festival. They're also going on to do other festivals this summer, Broadstairs Folk Week and the Purbeck Folk Festival. Stuart Hardy just before playing Neil Gow's lament for the death of his second wife. Judging by the grief at the core of this piece, says Neil, he must have been utterly devastated by her death in 1905. And it's one of the finest slow tunes ever written for the fiddle. And a string trio first of all, the Turkish kemençe player Derya Turkan, Reno Garcia Fons on bass and Ur Ushuk on cello. And a piece called Nikriz Peshef, inspired by ancient Turkish classical music. And still with a focus on strings, this is one very particular instrument. In fact, it's quite a one-off. Paolo Angeli is a brilliant Italian musician who plays his own invention, the Sardinian prepared guitar. It's got a spike at the bottom, like a cello, and a concoction of wheels and devices. But don't take my word for it. Have a look at the Jazz on 3 website. Paolo came in a few weeks ago to do a session for them, and very kindly, knowing that I'm a fan, they got him to do a piece for Late Junction. So, thank you, Jazz on 3 people, and thank you, Paolo. This is Corsicana.
Una brocca do ya ti fitanu uno li di cha marano e l'altu marane tocca uno li di cha marano e l'altu marane tocca.
Paolo Angeli and Corsicana with a little hint of Michelle at the end, recorded by Jazz on 3 for Late Junction. And you can find pictures of Paolo's prepared Sardinian guitar on the Jazz on 3 site and, of course, on Paolo's own website. Details of all the music on Late Junction, as ever, on the Late Junction playlists. You'll find those on the Radio 3 website. And if you've got any other questions you want to ask us, do drop us an email, late.junction@bbc.co.uk. A Scream and an Outrage is the title of a weekend of sonic pleasures curated by Nico Muley at the Barbican from the 10th to the 12th of May. On the bill will be Britten Sinfonia, Trio Medieval, the BBC Singers, the BBC Symphony Orchestra, Pekka Kuusisto. There's music by David Lang and Julia Wolfe, and Bang on a Can will be there as well. And the programme includes some of Philip Glass's Etude for Piano, performed by Nico Muley and Philip Glass. Here are some of them.
Thank you.
Nils Åkerlund from his album Monograph from a few years ago, a track there called Horizont. And I heard Nils playing at the Voss Jazz Festival a few weeks ago, along with Trio Medieval, stunningly beautiful. And that was Trio Medieval just before The Sun is Setting and Evening Spreads Its Peace Upon the Earth. And first of all, Philip Glass playing some of his Etudes. And Philip Glass and Trio Medieval are at Nico Muley's A Scream and an Outrage weekend at the Barbican. That's from the 10th to the 12th of May. There's lots going on, so check out the Barbican's website for full details of that. Pat Metheny's latest release is of the music of John Zorn from his Book of Angels. Pat and John began emailing each other a few years ago, and that led to Pat recording some of John Zorn's tunes. As he says, in between breaks from the road, I recorded them one by one in my home studio whenever I got a chance. This is the angel Sariel. Thank you. Pat Metheny playing Sariel, one of John Zorn's tunes from his Book of Angels. And Pat's release is out on Nonesuch later on this month. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. It must be time for a lullaby. This is a lullaby from Iran.
Pesine banderayan poram zorozay ay sedaye jofti ay khoda gita rasozay kesi az dardi gitar khuba fahmay که چون نیدار تبو ای خدا سوزا گداز مرگی که نگاره نیکاره نخونده روی مغ مغ هم نگاره نگاره کوکای صاف کوکای صاف غم و دردش همه ای خدا هجره برارم کوه بلند جفت پلنگ صدای نالش ای خدا تیر و تفنگ عزیزان قدر یک دیگر بدانی که بالشت قیام مت خرش تو سنگ
silent sailing night is so bare. Wildwood sighs and primrose Isabel, Madame Isabel.
Cause love replaced.
That's from a new album just out from Nancy Elizabeth and a track called Heart. And Nancy Elizabeth is on tour later on this month. She'll be at Cheetham's in Manchester on the 17th, Liverpool on the 20th, Bristol on the 21st, Exeter on the 23rd. And she goes on to Glasgow, Hull, London, Reading and Leeds. Just before that, John Cage's The Wonderful Widow of 18 Springs, which was sung and played by Hans Christian Sørensen. And a lullaby from Iran Festival from Jale. And with that, it's almost time for me to go. Tomorrow night in World on 3, Lopa Qatari introduces the zany Marseille band Moussouté et les Juvents. And on Monday in Jazz on 3, Jez Nelson's here, and he'll be introducing one of his Jazz in the Round sessions, the Kit Downs Quintet, and solo alto sax from Tony Kofi. And I'm pleased to say Nick Luscombe will be here with Late Junction for the next 2 weeks. Well, I'm going to end Late Junction for this week with a piece by Chris Watson and Marcus Davidson. It was conceived for Pestival in 2009. They were exploring vocal harmonies between humans and honeybees, a choral collaboration recorded around the hives of English country gardens. It was composed and arranged by Marcus Davidson using recordings by Chris Watson and Mike Harding. But just before we go into the world of the honeybees, this is an I Was There moment, a recording from the Molde Jazz Festival in 2010, just released as part of Kjetil Bjørnstad's album La Notte. It features Andy Shepherd on sax, Ivan Orset on guitar, Anja Lechner on cello, Harold Anderson on bass and Marilyn Mazur on percussion. Maybe I'll see you at the Tectonics Festival in Glasgow in a couple of weeks. But anyway, until next time, good night.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3, and for this opening three quarters of an hour tonight, the sacred and the secular from Bulgaria, all of it from the one man, Petar Dinev, died in 1980 and was both a composer and an indefatigable transcriber of chant. He graduated from the Ecclesiastical Seminary in Constantinople, but he also studied in St. Petersburg with Glazunov, among others, and by 1919 was teaching Orthodox music at the Kazan Conservatory. And Dinev's studies in Constantinople and Russia laid the groundwork for his breadth of vision. Five of his sacred choruses to open here, sung by the Holy Trinity Choir, Plovdiv.